First, let me say that what happened is a tragedy. It is horrible. There's nothing I can say that'll make anything any better. All I'll say is that it just was a tragedy. I'm sorry for the family losing a husband and a father, and for the many people to lose a good friend. I'm sorry to Trump for losing what he, and the Trump group for losing what they consider to be a friend. And I don't know what's going to happen to the person that did this. I have my own opinion of this person. I'm not going to share it. I'll just say that it is not good. We'll see what happens to that person and to whoever else was connected. But we have some people on this earth that, and he's not alone. There are some other people out there who just, their view of the world, it's not good. It's not a good place. Now, here's the catch, is that I'm getting this feeling that there's going to be another attack. But this time, I don't know that it'll be on the U.S. soil. I'm thinking that this attack will appear to be actually in Russia. I don't know who, I don't know when. All I know is I just have got this flash image of something on the western side of Russia, and I think that's close to where the capital is. Moscow, I believe, is the capital. And it could be in Moscow, it could be nearby it. I don't know for sure, but I just get the feeling somebody is going to be hit. And I don't know that it'll be real. It may look real, 100%. It may look convincing. People may react. I don't know. It's going to look pretty bad. And it could even be more than just a gunshot. I'm talking, it could be a whole thing blown up. But something I suspect is about to happen that's going to push people even harder worldwide to say enough is enough. But this is where I want to say my particular part of this. There's two places that need to be addressed. How they get addressed, I don't know. Number one is the banks. They need to be stopped because they're the ones who are financing all of this nefarious behavior. I'm not talking every bank. There are some banks that are very, very good. But there are specific banks that have been financing for a long time. And people don't seem to be going after them. The second thing that has to be stopped is the news, the mainstream media. And they're not being stopped yet. So that tells me, okay, they're not being, if even if nobody watches it, they're still going to broadcast. That's the problem, is they need to actually be shut down. Why are they still running? I don't know. then there's, of course, you know, social media websites. that's a whole different ballgame, but the banks, the hospitals, and I'm not talking about medical services, I'm not talking about the people in the hospitals that are the nursing, the medical, and all them. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the administrators and the people who own the hospitals. Those people need to be stopped from charging such horrendous prices. Once, and I'm not even talking about the medical knowledge, the surgical knowledge, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the pharmaceutical charging outrageous prices and the hospitals charging outrageous prices. When those four things get forced to come down, then we will start to see justice. Then we'll start to see a correction, something happen that'll be better. Now, again, like this goes back to what I'm seeing in Russia, someplace on the western side, and somebody's going to get hurt. And it feels more like it's going to be a shot and possibly an explosion. Maybe not at the same time, but very close. And somebody or something is going to be very badly damaged and hurt. And it's going to create the atmosphere of tension between NATO and Russia. I don't know who will actually be at fault. It's kind of like the Nord Stream pipeline, where for a few years, nobody in the mainstream media would admit to who it was. They just say, well, it might be this person or that person. I don't know that we'll know who actually pulled this off if it does happen. But the end result is going to be an attack. And I think it'll be coming this year, perhaps even in October or before. Could happen in a day or two. Could happen within a month. I don't know when, but it's coming soon. Unless it gets stopped. If it gets stopped, hey, Grant, that's fine. But I think it's going to be an attack, and it's going to be a blame game politically. We're going to see heightened tensions between Europe and Russia. Ukraine will kind of just be a middle person, but I don't see them being the main antagonist here. I think there's going to be some kind of possibility of finger pointing between Poland and... Let me pause this for a second and pull up a map here. Okay, that was actually pretty quick. I have a new service now from Telecom. I got rid of the service nearby in the major city I live nearby called Kassel in Germany. I live nearby there. And Kassel, by the way, is not spelled with a C. that's a funny part. But anyways, I switched to Telecom, which owns the actual phone lines, and their services, their internet is very fast. All right, so let's take a look at this. I'm looking at the Ukraine. Okay, so, and somehow Russia is theoretically claims that some of the, or Poland claims that some of the drones from Russia flew over Western Ukraine. I didn't even know Russia was encroaching on Western Ukraine. I thought they were still over in the east, but whatever. I don't know how high they fly. I don't know how fast the drones. It's none of my business. I'm just sharing my remote views. Now, from what I'm looking at here, we have Ukraine, Belarus as the two majority of the landholders that separate the EU from Russia. Finger pointing most likely will be Poland. Belarus, I don't think so. I don't think there's going to be much said about Belarus. I think it'll be just Ukraine and Poland might point fingers. Russia might point fingers at them. But where is this thing going to happen? If it happens, the one place that'll make the most sense would be in Moscow. But I don't think it's going to be limited to that. There's a city much further north, and that's towards, I got to look at the name, Finland. By the way, Finland was just in the news. They're now, Finland has just, according to one news thing, the High Court has just said that if somebody has a belief system where children of 10 years old or older are used for nefarious purposes, sex, whatever, Finland's High Court said that if their religion believes in that stuff, then they will be allowed to do it. I don't know about anybody else, but that's sad that Finland's High Court has decided to compromise their ethics for that if it's true. If it's not true, then I read an article and it was wrong. That being said, the city that I'm talking about where it could be hit also, which would still possibly blame Poland or the Ukraine, would be St. Petersburg. Now, that being put aside, what's interesting here is that Finland, this is a hard call. I keep getting pulled to Finland a little bit, but maybe Finland might actually also, because it's so close to St. Petersburg, there might be an argument there that Finland, somebody might say, hey, what's going on there? Why is did Finland send somebody over? But I'm feeling like that's a 25 to 30% chance for St. Petersburg to be part of that focus. It feels more like Moscow or West. And when I say West, I'm going to say more towards the Ukrainian or the Belarus country line. So if it was going to happen, I would say there's this, looks like there's this major or larger town called Belgorod, which is right next to the Ukraine. And there's another one called Smolensk. I can't even pronounce it. Smolensk. Smolensk. Sounds like smokes, but not quite. That one may also get targeted as far as area goes. I'm f feeling Belgorod may be like 70% chance. This other Smolensk will be more like 40%, and then St. Petersburg would be more like 20 to 30% maximum. Moscow, 60 to 70% that it's going to be the one that's going to get, that they'll report something happening that's really, really bad. And they will try to use this to push up the beating the war drums even harder. The funny thing is that we don't know. We're hearing in the news that Moscow is pushing west, but we're also seeing that the NATO is pushing east. So it's a clash. Who's telling the truth? I think there's some liars and some truth tellers on both sides, folks. I don't think Russia is innocent. I don't think NATO is innocent. But I think the politicians and people at the top, the ones who are controlling everything, which is actually just the banks, I think they're the bad guys. They have the money. So we'll see what happens. But that's what I wanted to let you folks know about, is that I'm feeling like there's going to be another hit, another nasty situation in Russia. And I'm hoping it doesn't happen. But now that I've given you the rundown of where and what and who might be blamed, at least now you can say, okay, we'll see what's going on. But it's like the Nord Stream pipeline. We're starting to hear about this and that in the news, but we don't know for sure. Right now in the news, it's mostly about what happened with Charlie and Charlie Kirk. And I mean, politicians from around the world are making comments. Some are decent comments and some are abhorrent. Like, how could a person who represents people think like that? You know, and publicly make a display that is, you know, just not good. So, all right, so that's what's going to be happening right now. Also, I want to let you folks know that I get a feeling, and I'll say this, I did a weather thing before. I'm going to specifically say this about Germany. I got a feeling that this winter is going to be a little bit more nasty, a lot cold more often. I think we're going to be hitting some people are going to be hitting some very expensive electric and gas bills trying to keep their houses warm this winter. If you are a renter, please do what you can to buy something to help manage the heat in your house. The politicians are making sure that it's going to be very difficult for the average person to pay for their heating. They're going to grab every penny they can from us. And they're going to say, we don't have the power to, we're having a difficult time, we have to charge more money, which is a complete lie. Literally a lie. They're just doing it because they can. Don't get me wrong, folks, I love Germany. I think Germany is actually a really good country. I just think to get some of the politicians here who are not so good. I think they have nefarious intents in their hearts. Let me rephrase this, not all of them. There are some that are very, very good people, but the bad ones are seemingly making themselves known. And what they say, just, it seems like they hate people. I don't understand it, but they just seem to hate people. All right, so USA, you guys are going to be in for a crazy winter this year, I think. I'm going to say that northern Florida, all the way up the East Coast, you guys are going to see one or two snowstorms that are going to knock your socks off. Middle of the country, lots of bad weather, including Texas. And I swear, even, what's the name of this place down here? I want to zoom in. Come on, zoom in, please. There we go. Corpus Christi. I think you guys are actually going to get a snowstorm, a pretty damn good one. Freezing temperatures. It shouldn't be happening, but I get the feeling you guys are going to see one or two storms that are going to surprise you with some kind of snow. Further north of Texas, yeah, you guys better brace yourselves. This is going to be, I think it's going to be kind of a weather attack. I don't think it's going to be natural snowstorms. We'll see what happens. Like, I hope I'm wrong. I really do. And if I'm wrong, good. Very good. All right, that's it for me for this end. I've said enough for this particular one. I hope y'all are having a good week, or at least trying to. And if you are in the process of, like many other millions out there, mourning the loss of Charlie Kirk, my heartfelt condolences to what's going on, and especially to the friends and family, and the fact that he's a father and a husband. To all the people out there, I'm so sorry. It's not right. It there's no justification for this one, and whatever they decide to do for this person who killed him, I'm not a judge or a jury. All I say is I hope he faces justice and his attitude maybe finally will show and say, maybe he'll realize he made a big mistake. Right now, I don't know if he knows it or not, but I hope he does see it. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk with you guys in the next one.